Everybody should do the thought here with Coach John on a Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Saw this post, took a snapshot of it. Really simple, but really powerful. It's from John Maxwell and his leadership group. You cannot have growth without change. Boom, drop the mic. There it is. You cannot have growth without change. Of course, when I saw this, number one, I've seen it before, that mindset, right? That truth. Number two, there's a lot of changes that I have to go through and choose in order to grow, right? I'm not going to get better just by chance, just by a flip of a coin, right? There has to be intent behind it, right? I can't have growth without change happening, and I can control the change that I'm going to have happen. Life changes all the time. Early this morning, we had rainstorms come through, thunder and lightning, came through a little bit earlier than I thought. The dog Kirby definitely let me know that he was not happy, right? He does not like the storms and stuff. So we snuggled up together, just laying down here, putting some good music on, going through some stuff. And he calmed right down. And that's what I needed to do then, right, to help him out. There was things happening outside of our house, but I could make some changes inside the house, right, by what I was doing to help him, but also help me because I stumbled across this, did some reflecting, did some thinking, and said, hey, there's the podcast for today, right? There's the podcast today. You cannot have growth without change. Change happens all around us, you guys, right? Life happens. Life changes every single solitary day. There's a lot of factors out there that are changing right now. I'm going to choose which ones I let affect me, and I'm going to choose the things that I can do so that I can keep getting better, so that I don't stay stuck, so that I don't go backwards and start creating some crappy habits, right? Just started reading The Carpenter, John Gordon's book. Got it a while back. I know Coach Dave has been on me about reading it. It's been in my pile. I got a lot of books here to read. And the pile has not changed. The pile has stayed the same. I'm currently reading a couple other books that I want to get through, but at the same time, The Carpenter moved to the front of the list. Because I want to get that information from that book, that story, and start applying it to my life, right? So it was a change that I initiated. And I think there's changes out there that you can initiate too. I don't know what they are exactly, right? You can find that out. You can reflect. You can do some thinking. You can see where your life's at and the changes that you have to make, right? Unless we start looking at things differently, right? Wayne Dyer, I think, was the one who mentioned about, until we look at changing things, right? When we change the way we look at the things we look at change. Okay? And so change is necessary. Change happens without us doing anything, right? But there are certain things. Our effort, our attitude, our response to things. We can control those things. Our thoughts, our actions, right? We can create new habits. And so you cannot have growth without change. It's a great reminder. It's a simple reminder. There's times it's simple and easy to do. There's other times it's not, depending on other things happening, right? We're human, we make mistakes. We stay stuck, we get unstuck, we get stuck again. And so that just inspired me to try and keep changing and keep growing for to be better, not to be worse. To keep growing to be better so that things in my life can keep improving, including my health, right? But if I improve, I'd like to think my wife improves. And when my wife improves, I like to think I improve because we connect with each other. And we do that with other people too. That's why, the better we get, the better other people are able to get too. Little baby steps can happen. They can see the example. We can have more advice. We feel better about ourselves. We can interact and connect with other people better. There'll be less fighting. There'll be less put downs. There'll be less anxiety, right? A whole bunch of things. So I need to keep at it, and I hope you realize you do too. Nobody can change that for you. Nobody can do it for you. Nobody can tell you, right, what to change. But again, I'm gonna get some reading done after I put this podcast out. Got to think about the next few days. Yeah, a lot of good things are out there for me to focus in on instead of getting all trampled by the crappy things, right? You cannot have growth without change. I'm looking to change for the better. I'm looking to take control of some of those things I can change with. Hopefully you can too. And I just want to toss that out to you today. Okay? All right, you guys. Hey, check over on the social media channels. See the show notes. This little image will go out there, and be always interested to hear your thoughts. Okay? All right, you guys. Hey, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.